Welcome to TVHolic.com's exclusive interview with Allison Scagliotti of Sci-Fi's Warehouse 13. I had a chance to talk with her after the Warehouse 13 panel at Comic-Con on Saturday, July 25th, 2009.
It is an experience.
Certainly. I've never seen anything like it.
Okay, well, I haven't seen your episode yet, you being on the show, so, but I was wondering, coming in after, not a long time after the show's been established, but after the characters and some of the relationships have already been established, how was that coming in?
I did join a little bit after everyone else, but it really took no time to assimilate into the Warehouse way of life and become part of the family with Saul and Eddie and Joe. It was seamless, really. I mean, we started with a really fantastic script, and then I was very nervous my first day, of course, because I wasn't aware of the pressure for this this role to grab and for there to be chemistry with Saul, but I held myself at a pretty high standard to prove myself to these people, since they had something established. I was sort of entering the house of endless wonder, like Mrs. Frederick says in the pilot, and I was enthralled, and I just couldn't wait to become part of the institution. And so Claudia, my character, also assimilates into the Warehouse as quickly as I can.
And so how is it working with Saul? You guys hit it off really well?
To hit it off would be an understatement. We collided in an explosion of light and sound. it's hard to do justice to Saul Rubinek with a few words, but he's an expert. He's the consummate professional, and I don't think he ever takes a break from his creative integrity and making sure that the show is the best possible thing that we can make it as a team. So it's a dream. I learn from him every day. I think he learns from me how to handle his teenage daughter. And I think we make a great team. It's certainly a lot of fun. It's as fun as it looks, if not more fun.
In sci-fi environment type of thing, you end up doing a lot of acting where there's actually nothing there.
Yeah.
How difficult is that for you?
Well, I did a web series last year called Gemini Division that was entirely green screen, and I'd never done it before. And so it was new and exciting and nerve-wracking, and I wasn't quite sure what to expect. So I had a little idea of, of sort of how to handle myself. But it's always tough when, things are supposed to be flying at you, and you're just sort of there dodging, air. And you have to trust your instincts a lot. But, fortunately, my character got to do a lot of that. Like, I'm on a zip line at one point. I fly around in the air, become magnetized to the roof of the Warehouse. So I get a lot of cool green screen activity. But it was just a lot of fun. I got to play, I think, more than anyone else.
What's the most fun you've had so far? Is there anything that you can say without spoiling an episode?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the most fun was also the most physically taxing. An episode later on in the series wherein some artifacts sort of interact in the Warehouse, causing a sort of trickle in the calm, and we're racing against the clock to sort of save the Warehouse. And I'm on a zip line. I'm running around pulling silly string out of clogged gears. Pete's dodging dodgeballs. We're traipsing through the dark vault where the most dangerous artifacts are held. So every episode is fun, but the one where we have the most high-stakes things to do, I think, stick out as my favorite.
Okay, they're pulling you away, but I'm going to try and ask everybody this question, since cookies seem to play a role through the...
And how they play a role. I like a really soft, fresh-baked chocolate chip cookie. And unfortunately, the craft services man, comes around every day with a plate of them. I have to really slap my hand if I want to fit into the same jeans next season.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Hopefully see you next year.